On the place where the mighty Vyshkovo castle once stood, now there is only a forested mountain. And there is nothing left to remind us that during 13th, 14th centuries, this fortress was one of the strongholds of national importance, because it guarded the strategic salt route and controlled the transportation of salt. Vyshkovo Castle was first mentioned in written sources within the period of 1274-1281. The fortress was built on the mountain, 589 meters high, near the village of Vyshkovo, which in the past had the status of the crown city. It is believed that the mountain received its name Varhet, translated from Hungarian as Castle Mountain, after the construction of the castle on it. Vyshkovo Castle, like fortifications of that time, was triangular in shape. From the north, it was protected by steep mountain slopes. The other sides of the fortress were more vulnerable, so a system of earthen ramparts and moats was built here to protect it. Each side of the triangle, formed by moats and ramparts, was 60-70 meters long. Inside this triangle was another line of ramparts that protected the central area of the castle. There might have been a watchtower in the middle of this area. There are small depressions in the rocky outcrops, in which the products were probably stored. Initially, Vyshkovo Castle belonged to the feudal lords Mika and István Csepa, who came from the Hont-Pázmány family. In 1281, King László IV Kun presented Vyshkovo to his brothers as a reward for their heroism in the wars. They built a castle on the mountain, which became their private feudal property. It has to be admitted that the fortress was also used to protect the salt mines of Maramureș. In 1329, during the reign of King Charles I Robert of Anjou, Vyshkovo lost the status of private feudal property and obtained the status of the crown or royal city. At the same time, Maramureș Comitat, that is, civil division, was formed. Vyshkovo became its administrative center, and Vyshkovo Fortress, the royal castle, the main stronghold of the Comitat. At the end of the 14th century, the stone fortress in Hust, which is 20 kilometers away from Vyshkovo, became increasingly powerful. Admittedly, the castle in Vyshkovo was gradually falling into disrepair and lost its significance. Thus, the existence of Vyshkovo Castle, in comparison with all the strongholds of the Carpathia, was the shortest, about 100 years. Like every decent castle with a history, Vyshkovo also has its own legend. It tells us that after the decline of the fortress, on its ruins there settled 12 robbers, who robbed and kept the local population in fear. They once kidnapped Ilonka, the daughter of the richest merchant in Vyshkovo, locked her in one of the castle's prisons, and demanded a huge ransom for the girl's return. Ilonka's pleas and curses were heard by higher powers. Lightning struck the castle mountain, causing a rift that engulfed all the robbers. Later, a lake formed nearby, which was the decoration of this place for a long time.